Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 18th. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, a great legal wagering site online. AmWager.com. If you're not a member, check it out. Lots of tools and perks, legal in most states and covers most tracks in North America, AmWager.com. We're going to start with the Trillium Stakes, race 8 at Woodbine on Saturday, July 18th, with a post time of 4:55 Eastern. A couple of great stakes at Woodbine, north of the border, I think have some good potential for profit. Painting is the top pick. I think she's on the verge of her first stakes win in this situation, having put in a great prep on June 21st and coming back from 7 months off. The effort came in a similar, except for distance, grade 3 whimsical stakes. This is a grade 3, in which Painting rallied from 8th of 10 to get 2nd, beaten length. She was 13-1 then, still opens at 6-1 here, in spite of having earned her best last race, the best last race Equibase speed figure in the field. She was 2nd in the grade 2 Best Arabian Stakes at 7 furlongs before the layoff, so the only question is whether she can handle 2 turns. That seems to be easily answered looking at her pedigree, as she's by Distorted Humor out of an AP Indy mare who has produced route winners on the all-weather. Another Time opens as the 2-1 favorite on the strength of a runner-up finish, beaten a neck in the grade 2 Nassau Stakes last month at a mile on the grass. She won her comeback around 2 turns on grass in allowance race. Before that, she fits on class as well as has won on the main track, but she's yet to have run on the main track around 2 turns. But you must note, she's also entered in the next race, race 9, the Royal North, so may not run here. Art of Almost has been first or second in 6 of 13 races, including a win around 2 turns on the grass last month. She won 2 races routing on the main track last year. Emma Wilson rode her for the first time last out, and Art of Almost battled gamely head-to-head the entire length of the stretch, still won, and was flattered when the third horse came back to win. More signs, Art of Almost can hold her form and have a say in the outcome. If Another Time opts for the Royal North Stakes, we're going to use Amalfi Coast as a contender, as she closed 4-4th in the same race Another Time ran 2nd in and makes her 3rd start off a layoff, so is on an improving pattern. Amalfi Coast won a pair of Ontario bred restricted stakes on grass last summer and last fall and has run well on the main track too. In the Trillium Stakes, race 8 at Woodbine, Saturday, July 18th, the post of 4:55 Eastern, Painting is the win bet, a key win bet, at odds of 2-1 or more. For the exacta, we're going to box Painting, Another Time, and Art of Almost. And if Another Time scratches, we should do an exacta box of Painting, Art of Almost, and Amalfi Coast. For doubles, and these tickets may cost a little bit less because we got Another Time in both legs. I like doubles here a lot. In race 8, Painting, Another Time, Art of Almost, and Amalfi Coast. In race 9, Summer Sunday, Another Time, Sister Peacock, and Lady Grace. Then we'll single in each of the 2 races. Single means using only 1 horse. In race 8 on the next ticket, it's Painting. And in race 9, Summer Sunday, Another Time, Sister Peacock, and Lady Grace. The second ticket in race 8 is using Painting, Another Time, Art of Almost, and Amalfi Coast. And in race 9, Lady Grace. Moving on to the 9th, Royal North Stakes, a great 6 furlong turf sprint stakes. Lady Grace is the top pick. She won the 6 furlong trip very easily 3 weeks ago, and put together back-to-back wins in turf sprints at Gulfstream this winter. She continues to get better as a 4-year-old. She can win on the lead from off the pace, and Kimura sticks with her for the strong Cassie Barn. She opens at 61 with I certainly hope holds up, and it'd be a great bet. Another Time is a contender for all the reasons stated in my analysis for the Trillium. She's won 2 2-turn races in a row, and she's won sprinting, so fits no matter which race trainer Mitchell chooses. Summer Sunday opens at 3-1 because she likes to win, 7-for-12 overall. However, she's earned 6 of those 7 wins on the main track. She is 1-for-1 on turf, that win coming in this race last year, which she led from start to finish. She could sit just off the pace as well, and she may have to if Sister Peacock, need the lead type, decides to take the lead, then she'll be in a stalking position. Otherwise, if she goes with Sister Peacock, she's vulnerable to the closers. In the Royal North, race 9 at Woodbine on Saturday, July 18th, with a post of 5:28. Lady Grace is a key win bet at 2-1 or higher. For the exacta, box Lady Grace, Another Time, and Summer Sunday. And if Another Time opts for the 8th race, the exacta box is Lady Grace, Summer Sunday, and Sister Peacock. We could also play a trifecta of Lady Grace, Another Time, Summer Sunday, and Sister Peacock, and if Another Time scratches, you just have a three-horse trifecta box. I want to take the time to tell you to check out AmWager.com, a great online betting site. You can get the written version by going to AmWager.com, the Key Races and Bets blog. Click on Handicapping and LSR's blog, or click on How to Bet. You can find it many ways. Moving on to the next two races on the blog, we're going to cover a couple races at Monmouth, 13th and 14th. The 13th is the Wolf Hill Stakes with a post of 6:20 Eastern on Saturday the 18th. And this race follows the Haskell, which is the equine-based race of the week. And simply put, the contenders are Doctopost and Authentic, but they're the favorites. I'll use Ancient Warrior on some doubles and pick threes, which you can play as well with the next two races here on the podcast. But the race didn't need to be a part of the podcast because it's really predictable. I like Dr. Post. In the Wolf Hill Stakes, there are two contenders to win, American Sailor and Archie Dust, and a suspect favorite at low odds in Checky Sabaz, but we should still use him on pick threes and doubles from the Haskell into this race. American Sailor loves to win races. He's 14 for 43 in his career. He won his comeback last month after 7 months off. Even as an 8-year-old, he loves sprinting on the grass. When allowed an early lead, as American Sailor should be here, he's tough as nails, and if anybody goes with him, they're likely to compromise their own chances, so he should have the lead that he likes. He's been second or third in two stakes on grass in 18 and 19 before finding a home in starter allowance rank, so he fits here. And other two contenders to win, he's the better play, opening at 5-1. I still could be easily persuaded to bet Archie Dust, who opens at 3. He left the barn of Navarro when the trainer was indicted earlier in the year. He's won 5 of 12, including 2 of 4 on grass, a pair of stakes last summer, one of them identical to this race over the same course at Monmouth, the My Frenchman, in July, and he fires big off a layoff. He's now in the Christophe Clément barn and should run very well, particularly if American Sailor goes too fast early. Checky Shabazz is another horse who changed trainers after the indictments, as he went from service to Clément. He's been off 4 months and has a great record of 6 wins, 5 seconds, 3/3 in 20 races, including 3 for 7 in turf sprints. He won a stakes at the trip in December and also last summer at Saratoga and put in a big 4-furlong turf workout in June in preparation for his comeback. But compared to the other two, with American Sailor having run recently, just last month, and Archie Dust having proven to fire off a layoff, and Checky Shabazz at 5-2, I'm only going to use him in exactness. I made a mistake earlier when I talked about Archie Dust. He did leave Navarro, but he's in the S. Musin barn, not the Clément barn. Checky Shabazz is in the Clément barn. In the Wolf Hill Stakes, race 13 at Monmouth on Saturday, July 18th, the 6:20 post, American Sailor's the win bet, 2-1 or more. However, if Archie Dust is anywhere near 2-1, bet him as well. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to help do the work of allocating your money for the best edge. AmWager has a great one. It allocates the money, proportions it based on the odds. You can set how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. It's a great tool. You should take advantage of it. Take a look at AmWager and see all the great tools and perks they have. For the exacta, we're going to box American Sailor, Archie Dust, and Checky Shabazz. Going to close out this week's Key Races and Bets podcast with the Molly Pitcher. Race 14 at Monmouth on Saturday, July 18th, with a post of 6:51 Eastern. And Royal Flag looks really stronger, although it's possible she's going to get bet down from 3-1. I hope it holds up. After a third-place sprint debut effort last summer, she's won 3 in a row, moving right through the maiden, first-level allowance, second-level allowance levels. Her win in February by 9 lengths at Gulfstream was visually impressive, and she may have become just a bit tired last time out on 5:31 at Churchill off the layoff, when only winning by a half length after opening up by 2, but she'll be much stronger in this situation. If she's overbet, as is often the case with Chad Brown starters, she's still likely key in exactas and trifectas. Paco Lopez rides, and when he gets on for Brown, shipping into Monmouth, he's 5 for 11 over the past couple of years. Brown also knows when to go from allowance to stakes off a win with a great record of 13 wins and 13 seconds in 52 starters, going back 5 years, 25% wins, 50% first or second. Gotham Gal should not be 12-1. Gotham Gala, I should say. And I hope she helps us make a profit, even if the top pick is a heavy favorite. She ran horrible in 7th of 8 in the Obia Stakes last month, but she'd been off for 7.5 months and had a reason. She was close up in second early, So she didn't run that badly early, and then she tired. But she's done it before, like last year when winning the 2019 Obeah, and before that missing a nose in the Lady Jacqueline Stakes last August. The fact that Danny Centeno climbs on is significant, as the addition of blinkers, which may mean the plan is to send her to the lead where she could prove quite elusive. She's Julie opens as the 5-2 favorite off a win in the Grade 1 FIP, so she's dropping from Grade 1 to Grade 3, and that makes sense. But she's only put in back-to-back wins once in the past couple of years, when winning the Bayeco in February 2019 and then the La Troyenne. But there was a 2.5-month gap between those two, not 5 weeks like she's coming back from here. I don't know if she could hold her form in two straight. But if she repeats the last effort with a 106 figure, she's going to be right there because Royal Flag's best is 107 and Gotham Gal's 104. Note that 104 for Gotham Gal is another reason she shouldn't be 12-1. For some exactas and trifectas, I'm going to throw in Vault and Horologist. Vault finished second in the Obeah last month and is trained by good trainer Brad Cox, while Horologist moved from the barn of Dick Baltus in California to Bill Mott after the owners were a little unhappy, and won the Monmouth Stakes Oaks last August at this trip over the track. In the Molly Pitcher race 14 at Monmouth on Saturday the 18th with a 6.51 post, Royal Flag's the win bet, a key overlay win bet at 9-5 or better, hopefully. For a smaller amount, Gotham Gala can be bet to win 3-1 or more. And if you use the Dutching tool, like the one in Amwager, you'll automatically be betting a smaller amount on Gotham Gala because the odds, the betting is proportioned based on the odds done for you. For the exactas, a couple exactas here. She's a Julie, Royal Flag, and Gotham Gala over. She's a Julie, Royal Flag, Gotham Gala, Vault, and Horologist. Then turn it around. She's a Julie, Royal Flag, and Gotham Gala, Vault, and Horologist over. She's a Julie, Royal Flag, and Gotham Gala. That way, if the top three come in first and second, you got it twice. And in the trifecta, we're just going to key Royal Flag as follows. Ticket one, Royal Flag over. She's a Julie, Gotham Gala, Vault, and Horologist over. She's a Julie, Gotham Gala, Vault, and Horologist. And the second ticket is to put Royal Flag in second. So that's going to be She's a Julie, Gotham Gala, Vault, and Horologist over Royal Flag over She's a Julie, Gotham Gala, Vault, and Horologist. Cheap tickets. Can make 3 or 4-1 here, I hope. Really appreciate you listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog. Check out AmWager.com. Make some money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.